in addition to destroying the Beis HaMikdash and killing so many Kohanim and killing so many civilians, the Romans at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni killed many of the Tanoim. This piyut presents it as if, this kina presents it as if all of the Asara Harugim Malchus were killed at one time. We know that that's not exactly so. The pasuk says, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrak, Erez Balvon and Yizge. The Tzadik is referred to as an Erez. Just like Erez was the best kind of wood to make furniture or to build buildings, so too the Tzadikim, the Talmid HaChachamim, the Adiri HaTorah, the ones who keep up the building of Klal Yisrael. The Talmid HaChachamim are described in the Gemara as Balei Treisin. When you have a machloikis, so you fight, it's called in the Gemara Melchamta Shel Torah, like a melchama, like a war. So in a war you have to have, in one hand you have to hold a shield to protect yourself, years ago, the way they used to fight. In the other hand they would hold, the right hand they would hold a spear, to try to attack the enemy. In the left hand, they would hold the shield. So the Talmid HaChachamim have Machamta Shel Torah. But it's interesting, we describe them in the Gemara's Lashon, we describe them as the Balei Treisin. They're not really interested in demolishing their opponent. When you have a Machlekes HaTanoim, and I argue my point, I'm not interested in slugging up the other one. I just want to defend my position. That's what Rav Kook pointed out. Talmid HaChachamim argue out their point. They want to show that I'm entitled to my opinion. I don't have to demolish and destroy your opinion. So the Tanoim are described as Balei Treisin, Big Tzadikim. Those who were killed right away at the time of the Churban HaBayis were the chief rabbi, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Kohen Gadol. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the chief rabbi, the Nasi, was killed first. And then they cut off his head. And the Kohen Gadol took the head. The Kohen is not allowed to be metami l'meisim. The Kohen Gadol not even allowed to be metami to the seven relatives, but to a meis mitzvah, you're permitted and obligated to be metami. So he held the head of the chief rabbi in his hands, and he was crying. We cry over the Misa Mishuna, the torturing, the way they killed all of these Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva was killed years later. Rabbi Akiva survived the Churban. He was killed years later. Bar Kochba was later, years after the Churban HaBayis. Kiva was killed. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva made a statement, Kol Yomai, he always wondered his whole life, and he wondered, how will he ever have the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah of Yahavtas Hashem Alakecha, v'chol nafshecha, afil anoytales nafshecha, to demonstrate that he loves God with all of his life, afil anoytales nafshecha, till he was killed by the Romans. If he would have not been teaching Torah, he would have not been killed. They were all teaching Torah in public. If he were not taught Torah, he would have been alive. But you have to demonstrate his love for Hashem. So he kept on teaching Torah, knowing he's going to lose his life. And as they killed him, as they completed killing him, he finished the pasuk, Yotzeh Nishmasa Be'echot. He said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. Because that's the pasuk. He wasn't davening at that time. He had davened in the morning, but that was when a Jew gives up his life, and he demonstrates, we have to Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha, afilu noita les nafshecha, and then he recites the pasuk, Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Yudit ben Bava was a tzaddik. The Gemara says that he felt he has to transmit the masorah of smicha to the next generation. The Romans had prohibited conferring smicha. If you don't have smicha, then you can't have a bezin to declare Kiddush HaChodesh, you can't have any Rosh HaChodesh, you can't have any Yom Tovim. We have today a system, years later, and during the lifetime of Rabbi Berover, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael still had smicha, and they established the Luach Kavua that we have now. But Rabbi Yudit ben Bava was after the Churban HaBayis, and he didn't want to switch over to the system of the Luach Kavua. So he was Maisa Nefesh. He knew that the Romans would kill him, and they said any city where the smicha will be conferred, they'll kill all of the people in the city. So he chose a location, the Gemara chose a location that was far away from any city, but he felt he has to confer the smicha in public. Apparently that's the din. The din requires smicha has to be conferred in public, like in Europe. In the Lublin Yeshiva, they made a chagas smicha. Like in America, you make a chagas smicha, you confer the smicha in public. So he gave the smicha in public, and then the Romans found out about it. He was an old, weak person. He couldn't run away. And the five people, the five students he gave smicha to, he told them, run for your lives. And he was stuck and they killed him. And the Gemara has a tradition also, just like Yoshio HaMelech. The Gemara says that the Romans threw 300 spears in his body and they made it like a sieve, full of holes. Chanina ben Tragian was also teaching Torah in public. Apparently, if you learn Torah privately, they wouldn't kill you. But he insisted he has to teach Torah in public. And they wrapped him up with his Sefer Torah and he put the wet cloth around his body so he shouldn't die so quickly. And he suffered a lot. Each one they tortured to death. Each one of these Tanaim they tortured to death. And it was Rabbi Chanina ben Tragian, when they burned him with the Sefer Torah around him, and the students asked him, "What Torah where? What do you see?" So he said, "He sees Gvilin, the Srafin. He sees that the Goyim have succeeded in burning the parchment of the Sefer Torah. But Osias Parchas Babi, the Torah is going to continue on. The Goyim, as much as they try to kill all the Jews and destroy the whole Torah, they'll only succeed in burning the parchment, burning the Svarim, but they won't burn the ideas of the Torah. The ideas will last on." Rabbi Yeshevov, all the Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshevov appears in the Mishnayis, he was one of the Tanoim. Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, the Gemara said, the Kinnis says that they threw his body to the dogs, to be eaten by the dogs. The Gemara tells in the end of Chulin, that Elisha ben Avuya was a Tana. And one of the things that turned him off from the Jewish religion, he gave up his belief. It's what to give up Amuna, is when he saw the tongue of the body of Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon was being eaten by a pig. So then he gave up the whole Jewish religion. How can it be that such a holy Tana who said so much Torah, Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, he should be so mizbaze? The Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua was reciting Kiddush on Friday night, and he had the practice like we do, that before you say the Bari Paragraf, when you say Baichulo, he got to the last one of Shabar Alekim La'asos, and that's when they killed him, and he didn't have a chance to finish the whole Kiddush. They killed him before. The Kina concludes, this is what the people did to us. This is what we experienced during the Second World War when the Nazis were killing so many Talmid HaChamim, and people were wondering, what did we do to deserve this? I remember on one occasion Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld had every year in his shul, on Yom HaShoah has so many Holocaust survivors that he had every year an observance on Yom HaShoah. He used to invite someone else to speak every year. So one year he asked me to speak, and I made the stupid mistake of trying to explain something about the Shoah. There's nothing to explain about to me. We just can't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I just commented and I mentioned that the Pasuk says after the Chet HaEgel, V'yom Pakti U'Pakadati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's not going to punish the Jewish people. Now over the generations he will punish us. So I said that we don't have to look to see what averus the people did in Europe when the Nazis killed them. Maybe this is a punishment from generations before. Maybe this is still the punishment from the Chet HaEgel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he will punish us throughout all generations. So there was one survivor from the Holocaust who loved me very much. He passed away already. He used to come to my shiurim every week in Queens. And he came over to me and speak their hearts for me. And he said, he was crying. He said, "Rabbi Schechter, you have no right to say that. Even if he would have all worshipped the Chet HaEgel, we wouldn't have deserved what they did to us." You see in the kinnah that they ripped the skin off the person while they were alive. Misa Mishunah that they did. So the Bala Kinnah, this is what these kinnahs were written in the Middle Ages. The Bala Kinnah concludes with a prayer. Yetav Hashem, may Hashem be kind to us, for lo yasef or lo yasra, shouldn't repeat it. It repeated itself so many times after. The tefillah was not answered. We conclude, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ameitz, Birkai, and Koshlos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Melech over Eretz Yisrael. The Tzedekim, Lof Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, this is it. Yom HaShom, Yom HaEvlech. The day should come soon, very soon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself as the true Melech of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Koheles, it's the praises of the country whose king, Ashmech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Choretz, the praises of a country whose king is a free man, and Elach Eretz, and woe is unto that country, Shemalkech Ebed, whose king is a slave. What do you mean a king is a slave? What do you mean a king is a free man? What is that talking about? Every king is a free man. So the Zohar explains on the Pasuk, it's the praises of Eretz Yisrael, Ashrech Eretz, it's the praises of Eretz Yisrael, Shalmalkeh Ben Chorin, that the king of Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who gives man the ability to free himself. By giving us Torah Mitzvot, he gives us the ability to free ourselves from our addictions to our Yetzer Hara. The day should come very soon. The Tzedek Yimlach Melech, the true king of Eretz Yisrael, should reveal himself and he should say, this is it, Shomei Me'evlech, Olo Aro Nisa V'Nevlech. In the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shall succeed. Arzei Halavan and Adire HaTorah, Alei Tereza Nishru, Digimara, Gizari Tarcham, Olo Aro